The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
People running, screaming from the club, helping to carry others, you know, just as far away as they could get them.
50 people are dead, more than 50 others injured in the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. It happens at 2 o'clock local time at Pulse, a gay nightclub in the heart of Orlando, where over 300 people are inside during the Latin Flavor event. Moments after Pulse sending out a message on Facebook saying, "Everyone get out of Pulse and keep running." About 11 hours after the chaos begins, the president addresses the nation.
We know enough to say that this was an act of terror and an act of hate. And as Americans, we are united in grief, in outrage, and in resolve to defend our people.
The FBI looking at the ties between the gunman in the Orlando gay nightclub shooting and ISIS. This is USA Radio News. Is the nation.
We know enough to say that this was an act of terror and an act of hate. And as Americans, we are united in grief, in outrage, and in resolve to defend our people.
The FBI looking at the ties between the gunman in the Orlando gay nightclub shooting and ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Dad. Ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
The former wife of the shooter in the Florida nightclub massacre saying he beat her repeatedly and was violent and mentally unstable.
A few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me.
The president uses the Orlando tragedy to push his gun control agenda. Here's Jason Wirtz.
President Obama is facing severe criticism after refusing to call the Orlando terrorist attack Islamic terrorism, then compared it to non-terrorist events and attempt to push his gun control agenda.
This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub. And we have to decide if that's the kind of country we want to be.
Even international newspapers such as the London Daily Mail noted the president refused to call the event Islamic terrorism despite ISIS claiming the attack.
That's Jason Wirtz reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Police say a heavily armed man who claimed to be heading to a Los Angeles gay pride event has no apparent link to the massacre in Florida. Santa Monica police arresting 20-year-old James Howell early yesterday morning on suspicion of possessing weapons and explosive materials. The mayor there crediting local law enforcement for making the arrest. Google is defending itself against accusations that it's manipulated the autocomplete suggestions of its search engine to favor Hillary Clinton. A video created by SourceFed claims that Google's suggested searches are more positive for Clinton. In a blog post, a Google executive explains that the algorithm that Google uses avoids bringing up terms that are offensive or disparaging to the person being searched, the company making that change after the function too often predicted offensive or inappropriate searches about people. Hillary Clinton, by the way, getting the support of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Speaking in Chicago, the civil rights activist saying he trusts her to work on health care and to fight for the poor and civil rights. Jackson calling her the most qualified and best hope for urban America. San Diego SeaWorld officials say a pilot whale named Bubbles has died. The beloved whale in her 50s dying on Thursday after performing at SeaWorld for almost 30 years. Bubbles was the oldest known animal of her kind living in a zoological park. And the life of Christina Grimmie will be honored tonight in the southern New Jersey town where she grew up. 22-year-old Grimmie was shot Friday night signing autographs after a show in Orlando. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:05, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 61 degrees right now, clear skies, no chance of precipitation. How about the weather we've had for the last couple of days? Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Mostly cloudy for the evening and then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny and highs in the upper 70s tomorrow, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Wednesday. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, highs in the lower 70s. And mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny and a 30% chance of showers for Hunterdon Central's graduation on the 17th. Sunny highs in the lower 80s on the 18th, and mostly sunny highs in the lower 80s on the 19th, Father's Day. Not bad. Temperatures in our area? Oh, we got it today. 61 in Flemington, 59 in Quakertown, 57 in Frenchtown, 60 Hampton, 57 in Glen Gardner, 61 in Clinton Township, 61 in Reddington Township, and 58 in Doylestown. Good morning, Hunterdon. On Chamber Radio Weather.
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Love it, better live. forget how my heart gets torn when that hurt gets thrown. Feeling like you can't go on. Turning circles time again.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big Sig here, coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, bring your earnings. Need to be on the air, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, this is David Gray. It's his birthday today, but more than that, kind of reflects the mood of the country now that we've had yet another unfortunate occurrence that took place down in Orlando. Actually, two last week. It's a shame. We got so many other things to live for and love and enjoy, but keep having these unfortunate tragedies with these folks who cause unbelievable grief in our country. And it seems to be the challenge that we always will face. Let's just get down to the facts, folks, and figure it out and come up with a better solution. I'm not advocating for gun control. I'm not advocating for terrorism. Just want to make sure we can live our life as quietly and pleasantly as we can. And that's all we need. It is 10 after 8. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. We're still experiencing sun glare, folks. It's happening a lot earlier now because we're getting longer days, but you still need your sunglasses and your sun visor because we have glare, and that causes backups on 78. We had that early this morning at 7 o'clock. I don't have it all clear on that. We also had an accident very early this morning at 6:45. That's been cleared up, I assume. New one came out, Joe, 7:53. Congestion on 202 northbound in Branchburg. Slow moving traffic due to an earlier accident that has been cleared. All right, so that one's affecting us still. That's Good Morning Hunter and the Hunchiller Radio Traffic. So what's on HunterChamberRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We don't have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. I'll be doing the markets today. And we'll talk with Al War at 8:40, find out what's going on with Al, and Al reviews businesses in Hunterdon County, puts them into a little vignette that he publishes on Hunterdon County Democrat. At 11 o'clock at Chef Bill's Table, Bill Kinslow will give us insight into tips, tricks, and advice for whatever you might be doing in the kitchen or outdoors barbecuing, and I'm sure he's going to have some tips for Father's Day coming up. So that's 11 to 12. Bill is the executive chef over at Jake's and teaches classes over at Polytech. Larry Cartwright tells us all about how to handle good support for mental illness and brain injuries through Mental Health Matters. Larry Cartwright is very viable in the NAMI of Hunterdon group, and he brings all that information with guests from 2 to 3. Larry or Chris Phelan, the Prez, talks about people, places, and programs from the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air, 3 to 4. Georgine Trinkle is telling us all about the topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon County. And then Ruth Ann, the Celebration Hour, Ruth Ann Brown is back, and she'll be talking about with some interesting folks about Hunterdon County from 5 to 6. Ruth Ann Brown Celebration of a Lifetime is her business. Celebration Hour is on 5 to 6 on your evening commute. That is the entire Hunt and Chimbarecum lineup. It's all there on the Hunt and Chimbarecum website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunt and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunt and Chimbarecum. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLife.com. Worldwide Knit and Crochet in Public Week started on the 11th. National Flag Week started yesterday, along with Nursing Assistance Week, Men's Health Week, National Hermit Week. That's not anything other than people who are hiding. We have some older folks who unfortunately do that, so you reach out to them, see if you can bring them out in the open. That's all the week, and here's the bizarre part. I'm looking at the calendar for today, and there is absolutely nothing. So where yesterday we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 items, and tomorrow we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we got nothing to celebrate today. Bizarre, isn't it? Yesterday was Children's Sunday, Crowded Nest Awareness Day, Loving Day, Multicultural American Child Day, National Jerky Day, National Peanut Butter Cookie Day, Race Unity Day, Superman Day, and World Day Against Child Labor. Tomorrow, Army's Birthday, Family History Day, Flag Day, National Bourbon Day, Pause for the Pledge Day, and World Blood Donor Day. So I'm sure you can find something, but it's amazing to me, with all the different causes that are out there, that June 13th is wide open. Is that bizarre or what? Pick something and get involved. Maybe even pick your own cause. Let's move on to some vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Volunteers help put Reddington Dog Park back in business. Danielle Miller of NJ.com reports on the 10th that tails are back wagging with excitement now that a volunteer effort has reopened the dog park at Reddington. The dog park, located at Hillcrest Park, had its grand reopening on April 24th, celebrating with vendors and a canine demonstration that is crowd favorite. A group called itself Friends of the Dog Park in Reddington first opened the park in October 2011 when residents Kevin and Nancy Devine worked with the township and a group of volunteers to raise money and establish a location. Kevin Devine was the spearhead of the development because he wanted to create a leash-free environment for dogs to run and play. And the park has two different play areas that separate large and small dogs. With unfortunate news of Kevin Devine passing away in February 2015, and the park's liability insurance expiring the following December, the group of volunteers had no option but to announce the park's closing. Gabrielle Bolarakis, Reddington Recreation Director, said that after Devine passed away, there wasn't enough volunteer support to keep the property maintained and running, but the community wasn't going to let the park close for good. And volunteers and residents found their way to Mayor Betty N. Fort and the Recreation Department to ask for assistance in restoring and reopening the dog park. And I was very excited to continue the dog park, Bolarakis said. It is a great value to Reddington, and we were in full support in continuing its operation. Other than a slight name change to the dog park in Reddington and organizing necessary rules and regulations, the park remains as it was when it was first developed by Devine. Since the reopening, the dog park in Reddington group has gotten 50 memberships and is expected to grow. The dog park is open to everyone, including those outside of the township, but it does require a permit and membership. Bolarakis said this allows the township to make sure the area remains safe for the dogs to play with each other by knowing that each dog is vaccinated and the owners know the rules. For more information about the dog park, check out the link at the Reddington Recreations website. It's hard for me to say. Legacy again. Once again, legacy. Always doing something that's going to make you do something and help people beyond yourself. Very cool. That's vitamin C for today. Right, time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy
Limited Rotators for June 13, 2016 from the old disc jockey almanac. From the road, Cody Smith McPhee is 20. Kick-Ass and Godzilla's Aaron Tyler Johnson is 26. The Butterfly Effect, Irene Garuvala is 27. Just Another Day, Ashley Lillani is 28. Twin actresses, Ashley and Mary Kate Olsen is 30. Two Broke Girls, Kat Demings is 30. Chris Evans is 35 from The Winter Soldier. Siberia, Esther Anderson is 37. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. Ethan Embry is 38. The Way Back, Dragos Bukur is 39. Coronation Street, Kim Marsh is 40. Snakes on a Plane, Teague Runyon is 40. Model and actress in Plane and Gain, Jennifer Nicole Lee is 41. Writer and producer of Criminal Minds, Jeff Davis is 41. Playboy Playmate of the Year 2001, Brandy Roderick. Actress in Dr. Mulholland, Missy Kreider is 42. General Hospitals and David Mendenhall is 45. Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, Laura Nightinger is 47. Beverly Hills 90210, Jamie Walters is 47. Actress in The Division, Lisa Vidal is 51. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, Kathy Burke 52. Writer producer, Greg Daniels is 53. He did The Office and Parks and Recreation. Breakfast Cub, Ali Sheedy is 54. ESPN anchor, Hannah Storm is 54. Comedian and actor, Tim Allen is 63 today. The Waltons, Richard Thomas, John Boy is 65 today. Good Will Hunting's Stellan Skarsgård is 65. In RoboCop 2, Belinda Bauer is 66. Dr. Hook singer, Dennis La Carrere is 67. Amadeus Simon Callow is 67. Clockwork Orange, Malcolm McDowell is 73. R&B singer, Bobby Freeman is 76. Sigmund and Roy magician, Sigmund Fischbacher is 77. Actor in Sesame Street, Bob McGrath is 84. I remember watching him when he was in his 20s. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntsugar.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Good morning, Hunter, and huntsugar.com.
You're looking kind of lonely, girl. Would you like someone new to talk to? Oh, yeah, all right. I'm feeling kind of lonely, too, if you don't mind. Can I sit down here beside you? Oh, yeah, all right. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things 'cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Well, it's clearly an act of terror.
That is Florida's Governor Rick Scott speaking after at least 50 people are killed, more than 50 others injured in that early Sunday morning shooting at Orlando's Pulse nightclub, where the world is responding to the mass shooting, vigils being organized in places like Paris, Rome, Jerusalem, and Brazil. World leaders, including Queen Elizabeth II, the Prime Minister of India, and former Afghan President Hamid Karzai, sending messages of support and solidarity with the American people. And here closer to home, trauma surgeon Dr. Michael Cheatham saying blood donation's very important right now.
Blood is a wonderful gift. That can all be arranged through the local blood banks. But you can work through the local blood banks to be able to donate, and that would be a tremendous help.
There are two ways to contact them, oneblood.org or 1-888-9-DONATE. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie. All right, ovationhair.com. That's where you need to go. Why? Because people keep coming up to me and saying how nice my hair looks. Now, of course, they hear my commercials. And at first, they're kind of joking like, hey, Angie, your hair looks great. Because they've heard my commercials. And then they say, actually, you know what? It does look really good. And sometimes it catches me off guard, but it is a lot fuller than it used to be. And I know that because I used to wear hats a lot because it was so limp. So if you'd like to try out the Ovation Hair products, I think that their cell therapy protein and amino acid treatment is wonderful because it nourishes the hair and the scalp. It binds onto the hair shaft naturally, and it's noticeably thicker. My hair is stronger, longer, healthier, the whole nine yards. And here's the other deal. No drugs or caustic medications. I don't want a lot of chemicals on my hair. So if you'd like people to walk up to you and say, hey, Angie, your hair looks great. Well, they'll say, hey, you, your hair looks great. Ovation cell therapy treatment, it works. I love it. There's also a money-back guarantee. And when you check out, put in Angie Austin Daybreak USA, and you'll get an introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
The deadliest terror attack on American soil since 9/11, targeting a gay nightclub in Orlando. USA Radio's Russ Jones talked with a law enforcement expert on Islamic Middle Eastern issues, and he has this report.
Islam goes beyond simply rejecting homosexuality. Sharia law teaches that homosexuality is a form of fornication, punishable by death. Kathy Hinners, author of Muslim Brotherhood, The Threat in Our Own Backyard, says LGBT communities are soft targets of terrorism.
Several times throughout the Quran and the Hadith and in the holy books, it does talk about what should be done to homosexuals. And we see ISIS, throwing homosexuals off of rooftops. And if they hit the ground and they're not dead, they continue to stone them.
In 911 calls, the terrorists swore allegiance to Daesh, also known as ISIS.
And Russ, the father of the man who carried out the nation's deadliest mass shooting, publicly apologizing for what his son did. Sadiq Mateen saying he doesn't know why his son carried out the attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The life of rising pop star Christina Grimmie will be honored tonight in the southern New Jersey town where she grew up. Evesham Township will hold a candlelight vigil to honor the former contestant on NBC's The Voice. The 22-year-old Grimmie was shot Friday night as she signed autographs after a show in Orlando. Tragedy strikes Roswell, New Mexico over the weekend. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero with this report.
According to police, 34-year-old Juan David Villegas Hernandez is suspected of murdering his wife and their four children, aged 14, 11, 7, and 3. A family member found the five victims, each sustaining gunshot wounds, around 11:15 Saturday night, and then immediately alerted authorities. The suspect is still at large. This neighbor spoke with local media, KOAT-TV.
The city of Roswell going through such tragedy like this, it's kind of hard to say words what comes to your mouth, you know what I mean?
Police believe the shootings occurred sometime on Saturday, but don't know exactly what time they occurred. Villegas Hernandez is considered armed and dangerous. I'm Anthony Lucero.
The 2016 presidential primary season ends tomorrow as Democrats vote in Washington, D.C. Hillary Clinton has already been declared the presumptive Democratic nominee, but rival Bernie Sanders is still campaigning. He's under growing pressure to end his campaign. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference opens today with a look at what's coming for iPhones. People attending the conference in San Francisco are going to get a glimpse of the iOS 10, and there are reports that Siri, Apple's digital assistant, about to get a major update. This is USA Radio News.
It's time for the investment update, and Michelle Heide is not joining me today, so we'll be doing the information from money.cnn.com, and the markets ended down last week on Friday, down 119 points on the Dow, about two-thirds of a percent, NASDAQ down 1.29%, 64.07 points, and the S&P down almost 1%, 19 points. And 41 down. The NASDAQ is now below 5,000. The Dow is now below 18,000. And the S&P is still 96 points above the psychological 2,000 mark. Big moves, gainers. H&R Block up 12%. Walgreens up 4%. CSRA up 2.3%. Eastman Chemical, remember them? Used to be part of Kodak, 2.2%. And Sealed Air up 2%. Losers, Southwestern Energy down 10%. NRG Energy down 10%. Chesapeake Energy down 9%. Endo International down 8%. And Murphy Oil down 7%. Japan is down 3.5%, 561 points. Hang Seng down 2.5%. London, the FTSE down 3/4%. And Germany, the DAX down 1.29%. All sectors in the last 3 months are positive, with the energy minerals being the highest mover, 13.3%, and transportation the smallest at 1.45%. Commodities. Oil was down 1% at $48.58. Gas down up 2.35% at $2.62. Gold went up almost 1%, $1,286. Silver up flat, $17.34. And corn up 2.6%. So we talked last week about how we were sitting there at the peak and just didn't look like we're going to break through. And now we're going to have catalysts that are going to tell us to go differently. And it says a negative mood is hanging over global markets. So this is five things you need to know from Alena Petrov on June 13th for money.cnn.com. A range of factors have encouraged investors to hit the sell button. Stocks in the red. Monday's sell-off began in Asia, where every major index posting sizable declines. Japan's Nikkei led the retreat, 3.5%, we already talked about. European markets fell in the morning trading. U.S. stock futures are also declining, concerns about the global economy and uncertainty over the next week's U.K. referendum. Investors are treading warily ahead of the series of important central bank meetings this week. The U.S. Federal Reserve makes its latest interest rate decision on Wednesday, and a policy announcement is also due from the Bank of Japan. Investors, overall, aversion to risk is causing shifts in bond, currency, and commodity prices. Investors are putting their money in U.S. bonds as they seek a safe haven, sending yields down to 1.63%. They're also buying up the Japanese yen, which is making the currency rally. British pound is declining versus major U.S. currencies. The Orlando shooting affects G4S and Smith & Wesson. Investors are selling their shares in London-traded G4S after the private security company said the man behind the Orlando shooting had worked in the firm since September. G4S said Omar McTeen was subjected to detailed screening and background checks in 2007 and in 2013 with no adverse findings. Meanwhile, shares in the gunmaker Smith & Wesson are surging pre-market. Shares in gun companies tend to rise after mass shootings, as Americans are known to stock up on guns out of fear that tougher firearm regulations could follow. We have the Apple event. U.S. Radio was talking about this. Latest announcements at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference on Monday. Keynote address is at 10 Pacific Time in San Francisco. But there will probably won't be any shiny new hardware or fresh gadgets on display because this is an event for developers. Apple's big announcements are expected to focus on software like Siri, Apple Music, and its operating system. So how's this all affecting pre-market? Well, the Dow right now is down 59 points pre-market. The NASDAQ's down 20, or almost 0.5%. And the S&P is down 6 points, down about a third. Who's moving? Newmont Mining is moving up 2.5%. Coca-Cola is up about 0.25%. Everything else is kind of low. Seagate Technology is down 2%. Carnival, the cruise line, is down 1.6%. Marathon Oil is down 1.4. ConocoPhillips is down 1.1. And Transocean. So there you go. That is what's moving world markets. And everything's going down. And we already talked about the commodities. With the light crude down 48.53 now, 1.1%. Natural gas is at 260, 1.8% up. Gold is at 1,286, and corn is up $4.34 at $4.34, up 2.72%. That is the investment update. We'll have Michelle Heide back tomorrow. It's time for us to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Al War in just a moment.
Instead, Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, it's Business with Al. I have Al War on the line. Beautiful day today. Al, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you. I was just telling you off air that we had the prom weekend, and now you're going to talk to me about salons and spas, and I should have heard about this like 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. I'm a little late with that one, huh?
Well, we got graduation coming up, so maybe I have to go back and review it again. Who knows?
Oh, absolutely.
So. So what is the difference? You're gonna.
Yeah, everybody knows the term salon and spa, mm-hmm. but. I was wondering. I got to wondering what on earth is the difference, and what services are offered, and so forth. And I started out with salons, and they're usually related to hair and nails,
mm-hmm.
and many of them are limited to that. But some of them go on to become spas by adding other services that people want.
I see.
They can surround you with steam or bathe you in mud or rub you down with oils or massage away your troubles or do all kinds of things that do a lot more than the usual salon can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So where do we start?
Yeah, I talked to Regina Ingenito, who runs La Bella Salon and Spa. There in Lebanon, it's on Route 22, and it's a big place. She's been in business for many years, and has gradually added all kinds of spa services to the salon. They do a full service hair and nail operation there, and they have about 15 professionals working on men, women, and children. To do whatever they want to do. In fact, there's a special salon room just for children at that place.
All right, and they're getting their nails done too.
And they can get anything done. They do all kinds of hair stylings from conservative to contemporary,
mm-hmm.
and beyond.
Okay,
lots of color and organic color. Men's cuts can involve beards and mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
So they do all kinds of salon types of services. She talked about the light concept nail treatments,
wow.
which is a very popular nail treatment from Europe. It's odor-free and flexible, and you can wear these things for some time before having to change off. But then they get into the spa services. They do all kinds of massage, from Swedish to upper body, hot stone massage, deep tissue massage, reflexology. And these are done on heated tables, which is a good idea. You don't want to go lie down on a cold table.
No.
Have a massage.
Yep. Now, Swedish massages, that's that deep tissue stuff, right, where they really...
No, Swedish is light.
Oh, okay.
And frankly, I didn't know the difference until I spoke with her. If I did, I'd forgotten it. But I'm not a massage aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
But Swedish massage is relatively light type of massage, which is recommended for first timers or for the elderly. It's a lighter type.
Right.
But they also do prenatal massages and oncology patient massages. All types of massages are done there.
Mm-hmm.
Different people want different types.
Sure.
And so you can go there to explore the types, or you can go there for whatever you like.
So you can have a sampler massage?
I suppose they'll do a sample. Sure, why not? They're set up to do all kinds, and with all those professionals, they're different mm-hmm. types, the specialties,
okay.
specialists in various types of massage. Reflexology, of course, is on the feet.
Oh, okay.
A different type.
Uh-huh.
But they also do aromatherapy and Reiki.
Okay.
They do facial peels, all kinds of eye and lip treatments,
right.
waxing
yep.
for both men and women.
Okay.
So it's a wide-ranging type of spa service there at Regina's.
At Regina's.
She grew up on a farm locally and attended Hutterton Central.
All right. Well, how about that? So she'd bring it all back to community.
Yeah. You said your daughters attended Hutterton Central. So.
Yep. All right.
One of her daughters is named Dana.
Okay.
She has three daughters. One is named Dana.
And she specializes in women's cuts and coloring, which has taken a lot of training. But Regina says her daughter Dana is very much interested in that and interested in what she's doing and has had a lot of training in cutting and coloring.
Super, super. And where is Regina's? Yeah. Sorry, you told me, but I didn't hear it or I wasn't listening. Where's Regina's?
Regina Ingenito, it's La Bella Salon.
Okay.
And Spa is the name of it, and it's on Route 22 there in Lebanon.
Oh, okay. All right, so right on the road there on the.
Right on the road, yeah. Okay. It's a big place, not a small place. It's a big place with different rooms and for different treatments and mm-hmm. different activities. She also she's closed on Sundays, but the Sunday is available to people to hold parties or bridal showers or whatever they want to hold there. So that's a good place for people to know about. They can hold a party on Sundays there.
Okay, cool. Did they talk about some? One of the things that amazes me about these spa treatments, especially the facial ones, is all the different types of or organic material that they put on your face, like cucumbers.
Yeah.
And did they talk about that and what those different things do?
Well, all different types and different things are geared toward different results.
Right.
The facial peel is one thing that that they specialize in, and they can get rid of all the material that is drifted down into the pores.
Right.
To peel your face back to what it should be.
Oh, that's where it comes from. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Anyway, I also talked with Melissa Olson. Mm-hmm. She runs Euphoria Studio in Frenchtown.
Right.
She's located at the in the feed mill there on Trenton Avenue.
Right.
Just off the main drag. In Frenchtown, and hers is a salon and boutique and all kinds of spa services, which she tells me that she started out as a hairstylist when she began and gradually expanded into other services. She's been there for 16 years.
Wow.
And she has an even bigger staff of, she has 25 professionals working there.
Mm-hmm.
So it includes the stylist for the hair. Hairstyles are always changing, and she was saying that one of the things you can change about yourself to make you feel better is go in and get a new hairstyle.
Yep.
Which that will appeal to many people.
Sure.
Both men and women.
Yep. It's funny how they people fret about it, but it's one of the simplest things you can do, and if you don't like it, you only have to live with it for so long, and then you can
go and change again.
Right, right.
Can improve your outlook.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. She she's always adding new services. In fact, she's in the process of adding acupuncture to what she offers there.
Mm-hmm.
But the spa services were really interesting. She does three different types of spa service. One is called hammam,
okay,
which is ancient. Comes from the Mediterranean, I believe. Began in Roman bathhouses, but it's fairly common in Spain, Morocco, Tunisia,
mm-hmm.
Turkey,
mm-hmm.
all around the Mediterranean there. Which this involves heat, steam,
right.
Detox, and all kinds of rubbing and relaxation and healing and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. A second one is called Red Flower, which is quite different. It includes all kinds of therapies with healing properties, all kinds of oils, plant, mm-hmm. fruit, and nut extracts, she said.
Wow.
A sensual ritual of heat, steam, and detox, she told me. That's called Red Flower.
Red Flower. It's amazing. You know, you've talked in the past about integrative medicine and Eastern medicine, and now we're starting to hear about it in these salons and spas, too. It's like all it's converging. It's interesting.
It's changing. In fact, you talked about that and mentioned that some medical people, doctors, are getting into adding other services to their practice.
Right.
Which is, again, the holistic area is being invaded by other people.
Right.
It seems so. The industry is undergoing big time change.
Neat, pretty cool. All right. So, anybody else?
No, I just covered the
two. Yeah.
Because they're so extensive in what the types of services they offer.
Sure.
As a spa, if you want to find all the salons and spas in the area, just do a Google or a Bing or a Yahoo search on the main towns, and you'll find all kinds of listings.
Sure.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
People running, screaming from the club, helping to carry others, you know, just as far away as they could get them.
50 people are dead, more than 50 others injured in the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. It happens at 2 o'clock local time at Pulse, a gay nightclub in the heart of Orlando, where over 300 people are inside during the Latin Flavor event. Moments after Pulse sending out a message on Facebook saying, "Everyone get out of Pulse and keep running." About 11 hours after the chaos begins, the president addresses the nation.
We know enough to say that this was an act of terror and an act of hate. And as Americans, we are united in grief, in outrage, and in resolve to defend our people.
The FBI looking at the ties between the gunman in the Orlando gay nightclub shooting and ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, business owners, what are you doing cash is tight, huh? Do you need funds but don't want to waste your time with the bank, filling out tons of paperwork and giving away your firstborn? Yeah, well, I have good news for you. All you gotta do is call NMC Business Funding Group. It's simple, fast, and 95% of all loans are approved. Bypass the bureaucracy and get the loan you need for expanding your business for any purpose, like new equipment, inventory expansion, cash flow, hey, even payroll. If you have an existing business, not a startup, call 800-279-7978. When you call, you'll